This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you have your weapon, if you have your magazines, if you have your ammunition, Tactical Holsters, G-Code, they have the rest. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In his latest Goldberg file, which this time lacked any credible update on the Goldberg canines for some reason, Jonah went after Dennis Prager's notion that we are in a civil war here in the USA. His main argument is that, in his words, democracy isn't about war or even unity. It's about debate and disagreement. Inherent to the idea of debate and disagreement is that combatants aren't enemies but opponents. And the way you win is not through killing or even metaphorically destroying your opponents, but by persuading them or voters that you are right. Jonah Goldberg, of course, is of the same mindset as Kevin Williamson and Bill Kristol and Lindsey Graham and John McCain and a few other never-Trumpers. Sorry, Jonah. You incredibly ignorant fool, you. You are wrong. Politics and democracy are not about debate and disagreement. They are about force. An election campaign is an effort to rally a majority of voters so that we can go and force our agenda on the losers and make them pay. The best way to understand where he said war is the continuation of politics by other means. Or politics is a continuation of civil war by other means. Government is force. Politics is division. Administrative government programs are domination. Debate and disagreement are only about which I's get to be dotted in the post-election cram down. If you don't like the results of an election, then you have two options. You can win the next election or you can take to the streets. The reason that democracy works is that most of the time people don't want to risk their children in a full-out civil war. And the winners don't want to provoke the opposition into civil war. The reason that we have a hashtag resistance right now is that the left teaches Democratic voters that every election is a matter of life and death, that racist, sexist homophobes are lurking in the shadows preparing to bring back Jim Crow and turn women into handmaids. So while Jonah Goldberg may think democracy is all about debate and disagreement, the leftists do not. They believe in a very religious sense that the meaning of life and the universe and everything is found in the process of bending the arc of history towards justice, and they think that politics is the way to get there. This debate and disagreement proposition means that conservatives are always in the position of conceding the latest leftist rage for justice. So here's a brief history of the world since 1800. In about 1800, the Great Enrichment began, which has brought people living under limited government and free enterprise in the U.S. from $3 per day to $145 per day. There's been nothing like it ever. But in 1850, the newborn left declared, "What about the workers? You bourgeois beasts are ruthlessly exploiting them." So the bourgeois gave the workers the vote, and labor union privileges and pensions and health care and education. But the left wasn't done. In 1900-ish, the left declared, "What about women? You bourgeois patriarchs have been opposing them and oppressing them since the dawn of time." So the patriarchs gave women the vote and the sexual revolution and sent them to college and encouraged them to create safe spaces. Then in 1950-ish, the left declared, "What about black people? You white racists have been enslaving and segregating them since the dawn of time." So white people passed civil rights laws that declared non-whites the equals in society to whites. Then it was gays. How come the gays can't get married? Now it's the Muslims. But riddle me this, would you, Joker? Suppose there'd been no left, but the great enrichment had proceeded anyway. How much worse off would all of the left's little darlings be today? Workers? Maybe the entire working class wouldn't have lost so many of those unionized manufacturing jobs. Women? Maybe today's woman's world would be what women, not lefty feminists, want. Black Americans, obviously they would be better off without the corrosion of affirmative action. You want to know why that is? Because the middle class is not that interested in power. The left is interested in power, and that means that at some point we normals are going to run out of room for a strategic retreat. And at some point debate and disagreement aren't going to do it. And at some point we're going to have to fight rather than debate and disagree. Is that time right now? If the American people reject the violent left and the Republicans hold the House in 2018 and Trump wins re-election 55-45 in 2020, then the resistance will get the message and we won't need to execute on the notion that civil war is politics by other means. That's my hope, anyway. Considering some of the people the Democrats are talking about running, which Hillary's talking about running again, and Joe Biden is thinking about running again. How old will Joe Biden be in 2020? How old do our leaders need to be in these United States? But here's the biggest problem with this. The problem that the Never Trumpers have is because Trump does not think of things in terms of like debate and disagreement. He has looked at, as a businessman, he looks at debate and disagreement, and he sees a lot of spinning of the wheels. That's walking on a treadmill. A lot of steps, not going too many places. In the meantime, the narrative has been that you and me, limited government people that we are, we want to kill women, we want to kill black Americans, we want to kill old people, we want to, you know, disenfranchise everybody, we want to restrict voting, we want to do this, we want to do that, simply because we say, well, if you should have to tell us who you are if you're going to vote, right? You shouldn't be able to walk into a polling place and say, let me see your list. Oh, yeah, I'm that guy. Oh, well, go over there right now and vote, Eleanor, to a man. And I know that in today's world of pronouns, that might very well be the case. That might be the way that he identifies. But you get my meaning. This is not the kinder, gentler, the marshmallow conservative politics that the likes of Crystal and Williamson and all these other guys subscribe to. This is a different kind of politics now, and you guys are going to get messed up. I mean, nobody's listening to you anyway, Jonah Goldberg, Bill Crystal, Kevin Williamson. National Review is a joke. Weekly Standard is a joke. You guys came out in force and could not change anybody's mind. How do you feel about that? But you're still talking like you still matter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you will not believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I know I keep hammering on Joy Ann Reed. She just makes me sick. She makes me sick. She is an appalling example of their pathological hatred for anything and anyone conservative. She has said in not so many words that Steve Scalise kind of had it coming when a Bernie Sanders volunteer tried to assassinate him and his GOP colleagues as they practiced for the annual baseball game between the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress. She said, as Representative Steve Scalise lay in his hospital bed recovering after he was shot by a maniac gunman who was hunting congressional Republicans, this is coming from Fox News, an MSNBC host asked whether the House Majority Whip's life-threatening injuries meant Americans had to ignore his political positions. She cited Scalise's positions on Obamacare and gay marriage as among the concerning moral issues she felt couldn't be overlooked despite his critical injury at the hands of a left-leaning lunatic who opened fire at a GOP baseball practice on June the 14th. There's a whole country out there and a lot of people, at least on my Twitter timeline, and it's a delicate thing because everybody's wishing the congressman well and hoping that he recovers, but Steve Scalise has a history that we've all been forced to sort of ignore on race. You know, I don't remember anybody targeting Senator Robert Byrd because of his history on race, or even bringing up any memoriam after his death mentioning that. Unlike Byrd, Scalise was not a former Grand Kleagle of the Ku Klux Klan. Unlike Scalise, Byrd held the distinction of being the only senator to have opposed the only two black nominees to the Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall and Clarence Thomas, and led a 52-day filibuster against civil rights legislation. Joanne Reed's litany of Scalise's crimes against humanity, for which he deserved being targeted for assassination, reveal how skewed to the left is her moral compass, if she in fact has one. She said he did come to leadership after some controversy over attending a white nationalist event, which he says he didn't know what it was, which it turns out he did not even attend. He apologized for it, but he didn't even know what it was. He also co-sponsored a bill to amend the Constitution to define marriage as between a man and a woman. He voted for the House health care bill, which, as you said, would gut health care for millions of people, including 3 million children, and he co-sponsored a bill to repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons. What bill? What bill was that one? I don't remember. Was he around in the 2004 when that sunset? As far as that white nationalist meeting, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise may not have spoken to a conference of white nationalists in 2002 after all, even though he's already apologized for doing it. Kenny Knight, a longtime political advisor to former Ku Klux Klan leader and Louisiana politician David Duke, told Bloomberg that Scalise spoke to a town hall at the same venue as the white nationalist event before the latter event began. Knight said he invited Scalise, then a state legislator, along with someone from the Red Cross and a sheriff's representative, to speak to a civic organization before the European American Unity and Rights Organization held their conference. Knight said, I basically gave him a town hall meeting to address constituents about legislation he was working on. It was not a Euro-sponsored event. I sponsored the event as president of the local civic association. Euro, a group of white nationalists started by David Duke, hosted the conference at Knight, says Scalise did not attend. Some attendees, Knight said, did show up at Scalise's talk. Knight told a similar story today to Slate and the Daily Beast. But on Monday, Scalise's staff confirmed to the Washington Post that he had attended the Euro-sponsored convention, but Scalise himself told the Times PK Yoon on Tuesday he did not recall speaking at the event. Knight's comments only add to confusion about his involvement in this event. So he apologized for attending an event he did not attend due to the confusion resulting from a very busy schedule, not because he did anything that he did was wrong. Certainly he did not attend a Klan meeting, as the adored Robert Byrd did. And for this, he deserved to be targeted for assassination. Is that right, Ms. Reed? You know, he's really bad because he supports the biblical definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman. He supports repealing Obamacare and its lies about keeping your plan and your doctor and saving $2,500 annually in premiums. He supports the Second Amendment and not ineffective legislation that bans gun on their appearance and not on their lethality. Then Scott Pelley, who's supposedly a little bit higher up on the food chain, and he has a lot of professed objectivity and fairness. He blames Scalise's shooting on his rhetoric. He did this on the evening that he quit. It's time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress Wednesday was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted. And looking at his subsequent commentary, it's clear that all the answers were yes. It's equally clear from the examples he supplied to support that he sees or wants viewers to see the problem is predominantly about the conduct of those on the right. The Alexandria shooter woke up that morning intent on killing Republicans, not because of anything they'd said or done, but because Democratic leaders from Nancy Pelosi to Bernie Sanders to Jerry Brown have all said that Republican policies from health care to climate change will kill people. And the leftist loons are determined to save mankind. Pelley and Reed, your commentary gives license to these loons seeking to kill Republicans. Just like Kathy Griffin and her severed head of Trump and the New York Theater in the Parks depicting the assassination of Trump. The problem here is not your analysis, it's your rhetoric. It's been going on for a long time. That's a problem. That's a big problem. So, that's okay. We're on to your game. The American people are woke up this time. Woke up. Scalise will recover. He will still be the majority whip in the House. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the Republicans can stop the Democrats. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Right now, there's only one responsible, only one responsible adult course after this attempted assassination of two dozen Republican congressmen. Republicans must stop the Democrat violence. The Democrats, politicians, they have no intention of stopping their incitement of hate and violence against Republicans. So the entire Democrat leadership has encouraged and praised political violence against Republicans. The entire Democrat leadership. We mean you, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, DNC Chair Tom Perez, Elizabeth Warren. The DNC and Democrat funders, not limited to George Soros, have paid for it. Our past president, Barack Obama, to some degree, is organizing it. And the GOP, you have to stop it by all legal and political means at your disposal. You have to announce zero tolerance for political violence. We do have laws to protect us. You could actually use them, you know. It is essential that these Democratic assailants at demonstrations are identified and prosecuted and then put away. Our conservative legal organizations need to enter the arena. Bring charges. The police won't cooperate. Bring charges against them. It is time to target the people who paid for and organized the planned violence. It is illegal in this country to organize violent assault. The Supreme Court has ruled that free speech does not extend to incitement of imminent lawless action that is likely to occur. You need to be protecting the citizens. Put the organizers of political violence into jail. Go up the food chain as high as you can. Get some of the most powerful Democrat donors and politicians in the country that are promoting violence and make them pay. The KKK was shut down, not by the U.S. government, but by civil lawsuits brought for damages by KKK victims. They bankrupted the organization. So let's do the same to the progressive groups behind the anti-Trump violence and their mega wealthy donors. Where to start? Let's start with the Berkeley police. Let's hold them accountable for standing down while citizens were attacked with bars and bricks and chains. Same for the police in Minneapolis who stood passively while suburban matrons on their way to see a Trump fundraiser were physically assaulted. Let's hold the DNC and the Clinton campaign legally and financially responsible for sending paid agents to instigate violence at Trump rallies. We don't need to act like victims anymore. And we need to stop this violence. I've got to bring this up simply because it's a great object lesson here. On May 31st, the world's first commercial atmospheric carbon capture plant opened for business in Hinwil, Switzerland. It was designed and operated by a company called Climeworks and is different from existing carbon capture facilities because it filters carbon dioxide out of the ambient atmosphere using proprietary technology rather than from industrial exhaust, which is quite common. So they're actually catching air as it goes by them, which, understand this, in order for this to work, it has to go by them. It has to be where they can catch it. They claim that their facility will be able to remove 900 tons of carbon from the atmosphere every year. And its modular design will allow it to be scaled up as the demand for carbon dioxide increases. But then comes the question of, what are we going to do with this carbon dioxide? They're going to have some nearby greenhouses that will help the plants grow better, so they'll pump it straight into there. Some will be used in carbonated beverages, and the rest will be sequestered deep underground in Swiss mines. And the point here is to stop climate change, as they say. Whether or not this is worthy is another thing altogether. But let's ask a question here. Does this kind of a project make sense? Well, no, because given the quantity of carbon they'll be able to capture, it would take 250,000 of these to meet even the relatively modest carbon sequestration goals recommended by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That is 1% of total emissions by 2025. 250,000 of these. And, you know, you would think this would cost a lot of money. Also, the carbon must be sold to greenhouses and soda manufacturers. And here's the thing, you know, the moment that lettuce is shipped out of the greenhouse or the can of Sprite is opened, the carbon dioxide gets back in the atmosphere. It escapes. It gets out there. It's released. This plant is just going to be moving carbon around like, you know, the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. So therefore, it's useless. The only way it actually removes carbon from the atmosphere is via sequestration, which is clearly not profitable. That means that me and you would be paying for one of these in the United States because we'd be paying them not to make any money. Carbon is used in oil wells, but more than enough of that is harvested locally from exhaust, so no one needs Swiss atmospheric carbon. Finally, the Climeworks and the entire green technology industry, for that matter, appears to have forgotten that trees exist. Trees naturally remove carbon from the atmosphere, and they give us very beautiful, breathable oxygen. And they basically do exactly what Climeworks does, except they are free or dirt cheap. And the best part is that the trees are very good at what they do. Depending on the climate, the type of tree, they can remove enormous amounts of carbon from the atmosphere and lock it away for centuries. In numerical terms, it only takes 98 mature trees to remove 1 ton of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. And this number is for Canadian trees, which are not particularly verdant. And that means that Climb's work facilities does the work of just 88,200 trees. Now, a tree can be planted for $1. So this means the Kleinwerk facility has a fair market value of $88,200 in real money, in real practical terms. So given the scale of the project and the research that went into designing this proprietary technology, the Henwell facility probably costs billions, but it's worth $88,000 in real money. So, and, you know, planting trees is not even the best or most economical way to tackle the problem of atmospheric carbon levels. A better option would simply be to stop clearing a lot of virgin land for new agricultural and urban development. If Australia doesn't clear any land, they would meet the Paris Climate Agreement by doing nothing more than prohibiting that. So they would meet the staggering cost of cleaning air by not developing anymore. But all of this is cheap and common sense. And this doesn't have all that sex appeal, you know, that, you know, Elon Musk, you know, Elon's sexy, so. I just wanted to point that out. $88,200 is what it's worth in real terms. Yeah. So. This is why the focus is always on expensive solutions like thickening the Arctic ice sheet by refreezing it with thousands of wind turbines for $500 billion. That's how they were going to tackle that. Of course, it just went and did it itself. We'll be right back.
Purchase $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you noticed the outpouring? Have you noticed all of that? Well, that's because there hasn't been one. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm being asked, have I studied the Philando Castile incident? And supposedly there's some dash cam footage that you haven't seen yet, which... And you want to know what is there to learn from this. And supposedly Castile had a... Well, no, he did in fact had... It wasn't supposedly. He did have a concealed carry permit. I don't know. I know nothing of the trial and any of the evidence. I know that at first blush, it looked bad. But... I don't know what was presented in this trial that has now resulted, I think, in an exoneration for the officer that shot him. So I need to look into that. I don't see that necessarily as a gun issue. Tragedy, nonetheless, but I don't see that as a gun issue. Now, Raven in the chat room, who gets to look at all that kind of stuff, he's in there, and maybe you two can discuss this. Now, You know how when you get out there and you say, this is so-and-so, come in, do you hear me? And all you get is radio silence. That's always bad, isn't it? It's always bad. But what we have here, I'm not really sure what we have here. This guy is talking about the radio silence that is coming from the American gun owner, which we don't really have any outlet, per se, to voice anything other than what we're doing. I'm watching the politicians on the right sort of sit around and go, well, we have to be civil. He says experts and pundits will tell you that before a terror attack, the chatter goes silent. Now, what is he trying to imply there? He's looking at radio silence on social media. And he says that's something most of us have never seen before. What he's basically, I think, trying to say is that the American gun owner, in some concerted effort, we've all agreed, which would be one of the greatest moments of cooperation in the history of mankind if that were to have happened. But he's trying to basically say that we may be getting ready to strike back. Now, he does point out a couple of things. He points out that Twitter exploded after the attack from the left, and the call for violence from them has continued to rise. For every tweet of concern for the people shot, there seem to be dozens more tweets justifying, supporting, and even demanding more violence. Support for people like Kathy Griffin and the play depicting the assassination of President Donald Trump. Then there's Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who sees every shadow on the ground as a way to leverage in for gun control, because apparently criminals see gun-free zone signs and run away, and nobody ever acquires a gun illegally, you know. But then this is where things may be getting interesting and frightening. On social media, there's a lot of back and forth about gun control. And a lot of conservatives, including myself, I try to explain things and to people that are, let's face it, ignorant of what facts are. And right now, this author is saying that there's nothing going on right now, not this time, radio silence. It's been nothing over the past couple of weeks. It's almost this is his wording, okay? It's almost as if people are sending a resounding message. We're done talking. It's time to start preparing. He says, talk to people and ask them about it. There's a deep... See, this is where it gets sort of fragmented. This is not something individuals would do on their own. Although currently there is an upswing in training, and May was one of the biggest months ever for guns being bought. So things are changing. The Trump slump is gone. People are not just looking for carry permits. They're looking for training on what to do in active shooter situations. They're looking for how to protect their homes and their loved ones. Now schools are popping up. Corporations are popping up. Hospitals are popping up. Companies are calling saying, would you put together an active shooter drill and plan? Companies are asking people to run pistol permit courses for the employees. Enforce, the light company, they're sold out. They can't keep up with the demand because people are putting lights on weapons. The FBI ran more firearms-related background checks in May of 2017 than in any previous May. Numbers are on the rise again. The author's concern here is that America seems to be preparing, but the question is for what? I'll tell you for what. Okay? I will tell you for what. The left is indoctrinated. They think that we are somebody that has to be fought. The left believes every election is a matter of apocalypse. And if they lose, then they have to do everything they can to overturn it. Then if they win, we're all supposed to come together to shut up and obey. And America's awake, folks. America is awake. So this will be a problem for them. They're probably not going to notice this because they, they look at silence as weakness. They look at civility as opportunity to push their agenda. They can't stop this once they've started. They're like a pathological liar that cannot stop doing this. It's just not in their nature now to do that. That's going to be an issue later on down the road if this does continue to get worse. If we see another attempt like this, I don't know what happens then. I really don't know what happens. Talking about letting politicians carry guns and everything. You guys were in Virginia. You could have been carrying guns. You were in Virginia. You weren't in D.C. You could have had a Virginia permit and you could have been carrying a gun there. It would be prudent to do that, wouldn't it? Yes. Maybe that's what you will do now. Maybe you get an Alabama permit. Maybe you'll seek some way. But, hey, you're in Virginia with McAuliffe. This is why reciprocity matters. That's why it matters. So if America's preparing, this guy's worried about what we're preparing for. Some of us aren't preparing. Some of us have been prepared. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.